Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You want to join the conversation with Jim Santel, my special guest for this hour, former U.S. attorney here in the Eastern District of Wisconsin. Please do so. All are welcome. All viewpoints welcome. But expect lively debate as well, friends. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. We've been talking about the drip from the Epstein files, the fact that it is perfectly within Donald Trump's powers to release the whole lock, stock, and two smoking barrels. You redact victims' names, you redact victims' faces, but those whose actions may be criminal, even if the statute of limitations has run, you leave those names in, folks, and you let the public sort it out. He refuses to do that. And what we've seen, especially in these last 2 days, is much from this birthday book. And suffice it to say, as between Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein, it is clear that they had long, ongoing friendship that was in part based on their mutual affinity, Donald Trump's words here, for very young girls. Yeah, Jeff likes very young girls. I do too. Something along those lines. He said in media interviews from that time. And the jokes, this birthday book is just chock full of bawdy, inappropriate, dehumanizing, objectifying jokes. And I'm just not talking about sort of the jokes that you may have told that are a little off color or that maybe you chuckled at some point in your life. This is debased humor.
It is. It is.
And it is essential to recall, Jim, as you and I were talking in the break, that the butt of all of these jokes are working class women, the daughters similar to those of folks that you may know, the daughters of people that have bosses that may be billionaires or 100 millionaires, the daughters of people that earned paychecks that weren't born with trust funds, young women and girls. That was the butt of the joke, of the 20, 30-year running joke for Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, and Donald Trump apparently as well. That's who has been victimized and now has been a survivor of these criminal acts. But even aside from the criminality, remember who they're making fun of who they are dehumanizing. It's the people that aren't in their class, right? Hillary Clinton might have used the word deplorable, but I would offer to you that Donald Trump, Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and the lot of them consider me and you and our daughters and sons to be the dispensables, right?
Your property.
The folks that can be just done away with and nobody really cares. Yeah, we're chattel.
Right. And once again, as I listen not only to your reporting, Maggie, but think back on these amazing accounts provided by these young women now, 14, 16, 18 years old on the steps of the Capitol. What did they also describe that, again, harkens back to, again, this is human trafficking, this is sex trafficking, but for the passage of the statute, this is criminal conduct. What are they saying? They're saying, I was enticed. I was told to come here and talk to Ghislaine Maxwell, other people, to get a job. I thought I would be advancing, and the next thing you know, Ghislaine's got her arm around me, and the next thing you know, I am, again, very vulnerable. I am young, I am unsophisticated, and I am victimized. That is classic human trafficking, sex trafficking. Everybody who's in charge of those kinds of operations does exactly what you just said, Maggie, which is treats human beings as chattel, as people who simply to be bought and sold. That's what my president was involved in. That's what my president was involved in, unmistakably.
And the word I was searching for was not dispensable, but the disposables. I mean, dispensable is a good analogy as well, but again, you worry about somebody calling some folks deplorable. I worry about someone and their actions demonstrating that they think the vast majority of Americans are completely disposable. Chattel, just those that buy and work to create their wealth and can be used in any way and then disposed of. clearly the attitude of the folks that wrote these letters in this birthday book, clearly the attitude of Donald Trump and others.
I think one of the most compelling videos or images of recent weeks also comes from who? Nancy Mace, leaving that hearing, right? She was despondent. She could barely speak. She could not talk to reporters. Why? Because the human being in her listened to these horrific tales from these young women, credible, plainly credible, believable, and she was not just taken aback. That's understating it dramatically. She was rendered nearly speechless. She was rendered speechless. She was plainly hugely emotional. I think anyone, males, females, should be when you hear this. I got to tell you once again, when it comes to prosecutions, the two that send people back on their heels, child pornography and human trafficking. Those are the ones that take people aback. Not that other crimes are insignificant. Nancy Mace saw something, heard something there that she, again, representing, if you will, in that moment, Americans and recoiling in abject horror.
Charles from Milwaukee, say hello to Jim. What do you have to say this afternoon, sir?
Hey, Charles.
Hello, Maggie and Jim. He can't release it because he's in it. He knows he's in it. He's all over it. And there are too many really, I think, powerful people that's also involved in this. I wouldn't be shocked if the owner of the Patriots, who had got himself in a little
Robert
bit
Kraft.
Of trouble.
Robert Kraft.
Yes. Is also involved. I believe there's too many.
Sorry to jump in there, Charles. We're going to go back to the phones. We're going to move on to the racial profiling recently endorsed by the Supreme Court. Again, considering race as one of numerous factors for college admissions, no good. But arresting people based on race, well, that's just fine. We'll come back after these brief messages here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC.